Rule 11 is, don't bother children when they're skateboarding. And that's a meditation on the difference between weakness and goodness. You see, one of the things that's happened in our society, and especially with regards to our attitude towards men, but also our attitude towards the masculinity in women, so it's just as toxic for women, is that we seem to have concluded that strong men are dangerous, and that's partly because we think Western culture is a tyrannical patriarchy, and the only reason you get to the top is because you misuse power. And so all the men who are at the top of the hierarchy are all misusing their power, and they're all tyrannical, and all the guys who have the aim and ambition to achieve that are just tyrants in training. And that's sort of the basic attitude that we have towards our own culture and towards young men now. And that's just, there's everything about that is pathological and inexcusable and shameful. I mean, first, the idea that Western culture is primarily a patriarchal tyranny is like, well, first of all, it's historically ignorant beyond belief. Because what are you compared to what exactly? Like, how many civilized countries are there in the world? You know, 3 dozen? The rest of them are run by brutal thugs. Right? And it isn't just thugs at the top, man, because that isn't how it works. And in a country that's corrupt, the corruption is spread through the entire country. So, and we're not like that, and that's that. I mean, Western culture is fundamentally honest, and I can give an example of that, because people don't like that idea. eBay proved that. Because here, it did. It was a very interesting thing, because when eBay first popped up, like the cynic would say, eBay's not gonna work, because I don't know you. You live on the other side of the country. You're gonna send me junk, and I'm gonna send you a check that bounces. And that'll be the end of eBay, right? Right, that's what a cynic would say. And then what happened was that brokers popped up, and they said, well, look, we'll guarantee the exchange, right? For a fee, 10%, we'll make sure that you don't send junk, and we'll make sure your check doesn't bounce. And what happened was the brokers couldn't find enough business. And the reason for that was all the transactions were honest. All of them. You know, it's like 19, if you are on eBay and you have a reputation of less than 99%, there's actually something wrong with you. You know, okay, 98%, but really it's that tight. And so the default position was, you're offering this, I'll buy it, we'll make the exchange fairly. And what happened was a bunch of capital that was frozen, technically speaking, junk that people had that other people could need, got freed up, and eBay freed up a tremendous amount of money for people. And it was all a consequence of default honesty. We also know that one of the best predictors of success in Western world is conscientiousness, and conscientious people are honest and have integrity and are dutiful and do what they say they'll do, and that's a really good predictor of long-term life success, especially as a manager and administrator, something like that. So, also chapter 11 is a discussion about the assault on the positive masculine, and I read it partly as a continuation of what Nietzsche announced back in the late 1800s as the death of God, right? Because in Western culture, God was a masculine figure, and the idea that the divine masculine had been decimated, which was basically Nietzsche's pronouncement, has filtered all the way down to masculinity itself. And I think that's an absolutely appalling outcome. It's something that could only be desired by someone who is a true enemy of humanity. And so partly chapter 11 is a call to encouragement. It's like, you want, and I've been telling young men in particular, but young women as well, though they don't seem to be quite as in need of the message, to adopt responsibility for their life, to tell the truth, and to understand that their failure to participate fully in being leaves a hole that's precisely the size of their soul in the cultural landscape. It's no joke. We need all the light we can possibly bring to bear on the situation. And I firmly believe that, and I believe that for all sorts of reasons, and I think they're very deep reasons. And that's partly why I would say Rules to Life also has, it's a funny book because it has a very religious core, but it's also very heavily grounded in evolutionary biology. So, but that's what chapter 11 is about, and it's about people who are the enemy of the human spirit, the people who restrict children's play, for example, which is a particularly pathological thing to do. There's a movement now to not let children have best friends. It's like, really? What the hell, man? That's so... There are so many things wrong with that idea that would take an entire another lecture just to scrape the surface, but mostly it's just, well, I wouldn't even start on that.